Boom, let's go. We is live in this thing. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Gentleman's Lounge. We are live. We are bringing you a Royal Rumble reaction show. We've all seen the controversy, the fuckery, the entertainment that was the Royal Rumble. And of course, we've all seen Raw because it just happened. So we're in between Raw and SmackDown right now. So we'll talk about our reactions from the Royal Rumble. We'll talk about Raw. And then we'll talk about predictions for Friday and for WrestleMania moving forward. I am your hostess with the mostest. You can call me your baby mama's favorite DILF, Mr. GQ.
And of course, I am the leader of the baby mama Steelers, DJ Michael B.
Yes, sir.
Well, right, goddamn, so, y'all gonna introduce yourselves?
I was just about to say, gentlemen,
I know who you are. I'm everybody's favorite secret hoe. Hey, man, you feel me? I don't mind being a little girl secret.
Oh shit! I got the crazy ass intro like that, but I'm just DJ Primetime, man.
There you go. Hey, we always need one person just to be themselves, dog. Hey.
That's me and Mike have been doing this shit for the last since season and a half, just coming up with these dumbass intros.
Wow,
so
bro.
I literally the shit comes to me on the fly and I just throw it out there.
It does.
I know next time to come with something crazy, dude.
Hey, but look, Micah, that season finale from GT though.
Yeah, man.
Hey, that shit was hilarious. But to keep things pushing, so what we'll start with is we'll go around the room. We'll start with J Bev. Give us a grade and your initial reaction from the Rumble.
All right, I'll be 100 with you. From this Rumble to me was one of the best Rumbles they've had in the last 10 years. I don't care. Okay. I am a supporter of Logan Paul.
Facts.
Serves to be.
We know.
He made the Rumble. I don't care. His entrance with the scene with him and Ricochet. Oh my God.
That shit was crazy.
If you don't like it, stop watching wrestling. You don't know wrestling. That was epic. Now, as far as Sammy goes, I knew that was happening. I called it. I'm happy it happened. I don't care. Half the world hates it. The other half is surprised. And I don't know why. But like I said, it was bound to happen. Jey Uso deserves an Emmy, like y'all gentlemen said.
Oh, hell yeah.
100% best supporting actor.
Best supporting actor.
Top tier heel right now. He is top tier. Yeah. Cause come on now. You gotta give it to him. He showed everything this whole storyline. He showed love, hatred. I mean, he manipulated Sammy into disrespecting his best friend. You gotta give him that. It's like he went to college and got a doctorate in healing.
Oh shit.
The man is a genius. And then he got my boy Paul Heyman, the greatest manager of all time. The greatest manager of all time. He is the GOAT.
Subject.
The greatest mouthpiece that's out there. Definitely the greatest mouthpiece for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Subjective, but okay.
Yeah. So what you think, Hongo? What's your initial grades and reactions?
I agree with saying that it's been the best Rumble in the past 10 years. Because honestly, I went to Royal Rumble. What was that?
20 that we went right before we both were. We was there right before the pandemic.
Yeah, right before pandemic.
That's like one of WWE's last major events before COVID took everything away.
Yeah, exactly. I went to that one. That one was cool. I didn't really care too much about it, but this one hands down was like overall just the whole pay per view was just great. Men's, women's Royal Rumble match was good. Women's is okay. I wouldn't say all that good. It was okay. I was surprised by the return of Nia Jax.
What? Yeah,
I was surprised by that shit. Even though they fucked up her countdown entry, I was still surprised by that shit. Logan Paul being in the Royal Rumble match, the shit he did with Ricochet was great. What else? What else happened besides Kevin Owens?
You also had Bianca Belair and Alexa Bliss for their title match.
That was a cool match too. That was a good match too. That match was good.
Yeah, you had that damn that pitch black match that was.
I'm about to say that was the only match I didn't really care too much about because I was so confused the whole time.
I was too.
I didn't care too much for that one. I was like, I don't know what the hell's going on with this shit. I guess that's the thing with Bray now. They want to start having him doing these wild ass matches and shit like that. Because I mean, what was his last match before he left? Before he left WWE, what was that match with John Cena?
His last match with the Fiend.
It was the Fiend.
That was the one with John Cena, right?
Retirement match.
Yeah. About that. I'm pretty sure that was the one with John Cena. I don't know. I guess that's the thing they're gonna start doing with him. Like he's not gonna have these regular normal matches. His shit always gotta be something different, I guess.
It's gotta be a spectacle.
Yeah, that was cool. I mean, like I said, I really didn't care too much about it. Like the little effects to it were cool. Other than that, I mean, like I said, it was an overall great pay-per-view.
Yeah. What do you think, DJ Michael B?
I guess I'm playing devil advocate here because I give Royal Rumble a C at best. And please, before y'all react to me like, man, this nigga here, this and that. No, let me explain, dog. I went in to the pay-per-view saying Cody Rhodes was going to win. He won.
Yeah, we all knew that was going to happen. Though.
I went in saying Rhea Ripley was going to win. She won. I went in saying Bianca Belair was going to win. She won. I went in saying Bray Wyatt was going to win. He won. I went in saying that Roman Reigns was going to retain, and he won. I give it a C, but there were some surprise things that really that shocked me. Beth Phoenix really shocked me when she came back. I'm happy to see Beth Phoenix back. So I don't know how long she's going to be back, but
that's going to be a WrestleMania match for sure.
Oh yeah, just like last year.
So I hope she stays around for a little bit. Nia Jax coming back was another one. In the men's Royal Rumble, the men's Royal Rumble is an A+. I did not see Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar getting eliminated in under 3 minutes, dog. That blew my freaking mind when they both got eliminated, both of them in under 3 minutes.
hey, that was hilarious when Bobby eliminated
Brock. Yeah, man.
That boy lost it.
I was crying, laughing.
I did like the fact that they let Gunther, however you want to say his name. He broke the record.
You got to say it like they say it on TV. You got to say Gunther.
Right.
He is pound for pound, probably the best WWE has right now.
He broke the record for the longest time in the Royal Rumble match. And then bringing back Booker T was freaking fantastic, even though he was in there for only quite a bit. He got out the ring and was like, I was so close to winning. And like, bro, you was nowhere near close to winning, but whatever. I enjoyed the Spinneroony. Y'all know if you grew up in our age group, we all adore and love the Spinneroony. Mm-hmm. He took the time to do it, and I loved it. So overall, the men's Royal Rumble deserves an A+. I thought the men's Royal Rumble was good. Logan Paul, obviously, one of the brightest spots in the Royal Rumble. That's how overall I give it somewhere between a C- and a B+ overall. But the Royal Rumble part, the men's Royal Rumble, and then Sami Zayn finally betraying the Bloodline, that deserves an A+ because they recalled to how it happened with the Shield.
Yeah,
when Seth Rollins hit Roman Reigns first with the steel chair in the back. That was a beautiful scene. To see it be recalled and done again, it was amazing. So I give it a C+, B- overall. But the men's Royal Rumble and the Bloodline deserves a fucking A++. Everything else is just average.
All right. I like the devil's advocate take. So I'm going to start with the women's Royal Rumble, and I'm going to simply start it like this. That women's Royal Rumble was the best women's Royal Rumble since they started doing the women's Royal Rumble. And here's why I say that. Because the first one was full of fucking botches. Oh, it was a goddamn botch fest. Oh, it was fucking terrible. It looked dysfunctional and disorganized. This particular one had a lot of strong spots. A lot of women came out of this looking really good. Nia Jax, once again, the queen of botches, because they even botched her goddamn entrance. But we forget something very important is that not only did Rhea Ripley win, she was the first entrant and she won. She pulled an HBK.
Yeah.
So Rhea Ripley is now going to have a top 10 Royal Rumble moment of all time. She is the most successful woman in the Rumble now because she started at number one, outlasted the other superstars, and won that motherfucker. That's a big deal. I don't care what anybody say. That's a big fucking deal. Liv Morgan had a very strong performance. We got to finally see Asuka's other persona finally coming out.
Bruh, so, why are you going? Let me just interject real quick. I text you this, and y'all know I don't really keep up with NXT, but there's one woman wrestler I keep up with NXT, and that's Roxanne Perez. I lost my fucking mind when Roxanne Perez came out because I know she's been training under Booker T in his gym.
Facts.
I didn't get there yet, but, you know, you got it.
Hey, but can't forget one more thing about Rhea Ripley. She eliminated the most women in that match as well.
I think she did have the most eliminations.
She pulled a Kane from like 2007.
Facts.
When Kane was just throwing everybody out that motherfucker, like, oh, you get out. Girl, you get out. That thing. Yeah. So, like I said, for me, that's how I felt about the women's rumble. The men's rumble, I thoroughly enjoyed. I love seeing our powerhouse superstars, despite getting eliminated earlier than most people probably would have liked, they still had a strong showing. Because, of course, when Brock came out, I was like, oh, don't tell me. Brock finna win again. And the way Brock got eliminated was kind of dope.
Crazy.
Brock coming out. Braun Strowman coming out. Gunther had a huge, phenomenal showing. And I told this to Micah, and I said, listen, SummerSlam, book it. Gunther, Brock Lesnar. That's got to be a match. Because that right there.
I've been hearing that for WrestleMania. I've been hearing them trying to book that for WrestleMania.
I don't think they should book it for WrestleMania,
I don't like it for WrestleMania because I feel like they're going to keep the title on Gunther, and I don't really see Brock as an Intercontinental Champion. Like, it don't really.
That's what I.
It don't. Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't suit new Brock. Now, Ruthless Aggression Brock, no problem. But this current box office Brock, I don't know if Brock's going to take a role as a mid-carder. I'm going to say it like that.
Brock doing as a farewell tour.
Yeah, possibly. And maybe the Intercontinental is one of the titles he hasn't won yet. I don't remember. I haven't looked at all of his titles. I know he's had quite a few different ones.
I don't think he has that title.
He does? I don't think he does either. But we'll see how that goes. Gunther is a very good Intercontinental champion, so it'll be hard for them to take it off of him anyway. But I liked Austin Theory's spot too, even though I'm not the biggest Austin Theory fan, because I feel like he's kind of being thrown in our faces.
Yeah, they're trying to force this heel.
Turn him into the next John Cena. It ain't gonna work.
It's not gonna work.
That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, because you've got him and Bobby about to do whatever it is they're gonna do. So either he's gonna beat Bobby or whatever. I've heard rumors at the same time that how we have the Elimination Chamber. For the Intercontinental, for the U.S., they talked about potentially doing it for the Intercontinental title too, but they're trying to justify three Elimination Chamber matches in one pay-per-view is kind of a lot.
That is a lot.
That is a lot, because you already got the women's match, and then you're going to have this one for the U.S. title, because of course they'll probably announce it Friday, which we'll talk about here in a minute, but my other reactions, the storyline between Judgment Day, Edge, and Beth Phoenix is fucking chaos.
I feel like that's so drawn out to me. I feel like that shit's so played out.
It's drawn out because it's not balanced, because you've got Edge and Beth Phoenix, and then you, like, I guess what you're gonna sprinkle in Rey Mysterio, but at some point Rhea Ripley's got to turn her focus towards Charlotte Flair.
Yep.
So you can't murk the storylines by doing it that way, because, and then I'm not gonna lie to you, I actually hate the story they got with Dom with this fake ass prison shit. That shit is so fucking weak to me.
I hate everything about Dominic Mysterio, bro.
I do too. Like, I love the Judgment Day. Like, I really do like the idea of them as a stable, but I can't stand this whole prison thing with Dom. Bro, you ain't stop it. Bro, you ain't even go to no actual, you know, prison per se. Like, I can't even, it's not even believable of a story. It's very lame.
Yeah, facts.
That shit's whack.
No part of him is hood.
Nope. None.
Dude don't have a gangster bone body.
Hell no, but not even close. Like,
freak, honestly, I think I could beat. I think I could beat Dominic Mysterio up. No bullshit.
Shut up.
Man can't wrestle. Man can't wrestle anyway. So.
No, like
he's honestly one of the worst wrestlers in WWE.
Yep.
Joseph. You talking the pillow made of feathers, nigga. Shut up. Shut up.
Look,
yeah,
so
what's up, my baby? What's up?
He told Cody what you did to me would get you got up in prison. Come on now.
Yeah, like that was a very unlike and we're about to talk about that now because we all seen Monday Night Raw. And for me, that was probably the most unnecessary part of the storyline that didn't need to be a thing. Like, why is the Judgment Day anywhere near Cody Rhodes right now, knowing good and hell well he's about to fucking deal with Roman?
Exactly.
Well, sort of. I guess they gotta give Cody something to do until after Elimination Chamber.
My question is, going into WrestleMania, do you still think Roman Reigns will be the champion?
I still think that they're going to split the championships like they've been talking about.
They're probably going to split it. I think they'll split it.
Well, so they've been talking about it because USA has made a lot of complaints because they don't have a champion because Roman has both and he doesn't make a lot of appearances on Raw. He makes more appearances on like SmackDown.
Yeah.
So USA is like, look,
maybe like once or twice a month.
Yeah. Like, we're paying you all this money and, you know, we don't have a champion, so they've talked about splitting the titles. So if they do that, more than likely he'll drop whichever one relates to Raw, which I believe is the Universal Championship. And he'll end up, I still think he'll keep the WWE for SmackDown because I don't think they're gonna take a title. I don't think they're gonna completely take the titles off, and they can't justify him losing two matches in 30 days. That's just what I'm, you know, my thought process in that.
I agree.
But I thought that there's a chance that they're going to give Sammy a Universal title match this night one. No, my bad. Cody would get the WWE shot night one, and Sammy will get the Universal title night two.
So you think Elimination Chamber, they're just gonna fight? Like, no titles on the line, no nothing, they're just gonna fight?
No. Both matches will be a title fight. That's what I read.
Yeah, but you said night one and night two. Elimination Chamber is only one night.
No, I'm talking about
WrestleMania.
For WrestleMania.
But Sammy and Roman.
But Sammy and Roman are gonna fight at Elimination Chamber, though.
Oh, well then.
Yeah, that's already been it's been announced, but it's not official, but it's what's gonna happen.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I'm more intrigued with what they're gonna do with Jay.
Well, we'll find out on Friday.
He wanna run it back. Give him match two.
Of course. I've been saying for the past 2 years that Jay should be the one to end the reign. I've been saying that, and Joseph, you know that.
Yes.
I've been saying that Jay should be the one to end Roman Reigns' reign over WWE as champion because the bloodline started
with Roman and Jay.
Lockdown with Roman Reigns and Jay Uso when Jimmy was hurt.
Yeah.
And it was just like if Jay lost, he had to take knowledge of Tribal Chief. Now we're getting to the point where I think they can break it up and be like, okay, here's what's going on. What? Jay sides with Sammy because Jay also believes this, this, and this. So I hope they let this shit happen with Jay when we go back on air on Friday, where Jay leaves the fucking bloodline, is what I hope is going to happen.
I honestly believe that the Usos are about to drop both titles.
They've already de-unified them. That shit went under the radar. I don't think anybody realized that. But they already dropped this. They dropped a story that said that those two titles, that the titles are. It was a weird story. Like, it kind of popped up, but then it kind of disappeared. So I'm wondering if it like leaked. But they had talked about how the.
You talking about the tag or?
Yeah.
The Universal and
the tag championships, the tag titles.
Okay.
Like a tag match, a tag. They doing a tournament for the SmackDown titles. Yeah. And I want to say, if I'm not mistaken, the Banger Bros, or whatever their new name is.
Yeah, they can't be the Banger Bros. They had some copyright issues.
By the Viking Raiders.
Yeah. Which, I'm not the biggest Viking Raiders fan, but that's just, that's just me.
I hate them.
Honestly, they kind of
lost their Street Profits. Should have beat them last time they went against each other. They really should have.
Street Profits have been getting hoed this entire time.
Viking Raiders. And Hit Row is really a trash tag team.
Bro, Hit Row is never good.
Hit Row is like a washed up version of Crime Time.
Bro, even when they had,
watered down version of Crime Time.
No, even when they had Swerve, they weren't good. I watched them on NXT. Horrible. I'm not a fan. Like, they look like a ripoff of fucking Crime Mob.
They didn't look like if they were a ripoff.
Like, they can't rap for shit. It's not catchy. Like, it's like, I don't know why WWE tends to go to these types of gimmick style tag teams that relate to try to be hood like that. Obviously, Street Profits is an upgraded version of Crime Time because they are a lot better at what they do. But Hit Row is fucking terrible. Their matches aren't good. Like, nothing that they do, they need to go back to NXT, one, because I don't think they're a viable tag team for shit. Like, nothing they do gives me hope that they're going to be worth the shit in the tag division on the main roster. Like, I would rather watch Pretty Deadly on NXT than watch Hit Row. I'm just like, at least Pretty Deadly can fucking wrestle.
Okay, so you know what? Hey, Prime, you've been kind of quiet, bro. So here's what I got. Here's what I want to ask you, dog.
I got you.
What do you think is the next step with Sami Zayn and the Bloodline? What you think is the next step?
Let's see. So we already know. We already know Sammy. I think Sammy's gonna try to. Me and 12 have been talking about it on Instagram a little bit lately. I think Sammy's gonna try to team up with Jay to take down the Bloodline for sure. But like J12 said, in our Instagram chat, he was like, maybe they get to team up with someone like Kevin Owens or somebody like that. For them to take them down. And I told him, I said, what if somebody like Randy Orton came back and helped them take down the Bloodline?
I did, but I thought Randy Orton was, I was really hoping Randy Orton would return for the Royal Rumble, but he didn't. Nah. So
he can't.
He's not medically cleared yet.
Months before he can be medically cleared. I've been checking up on Randy Orton lately.
Yeah. I follow him on TikTok. So that's kind of how I've been kind of peeping game. Listen, bro, Randy Orton on TikTok is funny as shit. He a totally different person on TikTok. Like, him and his wife make some funny ass TikTok. Some
funny ass videos. I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, it is not the same person that you see.
Randy Orton is somebody in his own realm. Because I seen when his wife RKO'd him into the pool. You know what I'm saying?
That shit was so funny.
But to piggyback on what y'all was saying, I honestly believe that if WWE is smart, they will align Sammy with Cody as well as Kevin. Now, is that enough to beat the Bloodline? No, it is not. But it will make for a great storyline. Because all three of them have a history in the Indies. Cody has a deep history with Kevin Owens. They were road buddies. They slept. They slept in the same hotel rooms and stuff like
that. You're talking about Cody Rhodes, right?
Now, I don't know how Cody
is. Yeah, you're talking about Cody and Kevin Owens.
Cody and Kevin were real close in the Indies. So if WWE is smart, they'll pick it back off of that. A lot of people Kevin Owens was almost in the Elite.
You know what? I don't think they will, for the simple fact that Kevin Owens and Cody Rhodes are both household names right now.
Well, we don't know what's next for KO either. Like, KO just had this epic ass match at Roman. So what's next for him? Is he gonna
You're right. Where I also thought that Roman Reigns should have dropped one of the belts to Kevin Owens. The Raw belt, I do believe he should have dropped. But, I mean, what you want me to say? Like, I'm very mad that Kevin Owens didn't win a belt, but the beatdown afterwards was something very noteworthy to talk about.
Bro,
that shit. And of course, I turned that shit off. I couldn't take it. I was like, yo, I can't take this shit no more. I know it's fake, but goddamn.
How many times you gonna kick this man in the face?
They killed this nigga. So I was just like,
oh, stupid kick after stupid kick.
The feud I really want to see is Kevin Owens and Solo.
That shit'll be brutal. That's an extreme rules match.
That's an extreme rules match right there for sure.
They gotta have a street fight. There's kind of no other options.
I want to see the prize fighter version of Kevin Owens go up against Solo Sikoa.
Well, you know what? The other match they can do is the one they brought over from NXT, the Pit. The Fight Pit. Oh, you ain't seen shit yet?
No,
I'm talking about Micah, bro. That shit right there.
I don't watch NXT. I'm not gonna lie to you.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. The main roster brought it over from NXT.
Yeah, because they did a Fight Pit match.
Hell yeah, because Riddle put on one of the best fucking ones. Yeah,
that's what it was.
That drug addicted motherfucker, I love him.
I do too. He just need to calm the fuck down. He is this generation's Jeff Hardy right now with all this shit.
Okay, so let me
coke, perks, weed, you name it.
Yeah.
Let me ask y'all this, man, because I know all of you are definitely more into WWE than I am. Obviously. So here's my question, and I want to start with Primetime. Primetime. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
What is the next chapter in Seth Rollins? Because I feel like they give him a main event push, but he doesn't have main event matches right now.
I don't know. That is a good question.
Ooh,
that is a good question. He's still going after this U.S. title. I mean, that's just a mid card. That's a mid card title right there. So I mean, honestly, I don't know. I really don't know what's next for that man.
I know what they need to do with him. They need to give Seth Rollins a feud with somebody who can actually talk on the mic. That's what they need. They try to do it with Cody, and Cody is not that good on the mic.
Nuh-uh.
Horrible on the mic. Seth Rollins is top tier on the mic. I don't care what nobody say. Seth Rollins is almost as good as MJF on the mic.
I was about to say, he's probably best in the WWE right now.
That man is literally the persona of the Joker when it comes to fucking promos and shit right now. Because that motherfucker pushes all the buttons.
WWE needs to find their Batman to feud with their Joker, which is Seth Rollins.
They don't have one.
You know who the last major individual we had in wrestling that was kind of like that could push all the buttons? Was fucking Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
Because Chris Jericho could feud with anybody and he could push buttons and buttons.
Yeah.
And I know this is off topic, but MJF is the next Chris Jericho. I don't care what nobody say. MJF is the next Chris Jericho.
For the people in the back that don't know who MJF is, you mind telling us?
WWE Hall of Famer. I am an MJF supporter.
I mean,
the people in the back that don't know who the hell MJF is, please tell me who that is.
He is the captain of Mr. You Are Mid.
This man, he's just bouncing around a motherfucking question.
I can't remember that man's full name though.
Jerry, please give me something, bro, because he's just bouncing around.
So MJF is one of the biggest stars on AEW. He's probably the best when it comes to anything heel related. He's the best heel for sure on AEW.
He probably Mike the best Steel. Wrestler on AEW. Okay, nobody
did well, that too. But
can I have a name other than MJF?
No, I'm telling you that is his.
That's the name he goes by.
That's his stage name.
Oh well.
Malcolm.
Like I wish I could tell you like that wasn't the case, but that's literally like that's his stage name.
I think it's like it stands for like Maxwell something. I think like Maxwell something. That's what the
Maxwell Jacob Freeman.
Maxwell Jacob Freeman.
There you go. Yeah.
That shit. Like he walks around wearing like a fucking
fucking horrible.
He wears like a fucking Burberry scarf and like he dresses like the Miz.
That's what he reminded me of when I first started watching AEW. Bro, like, he reminded me of the Miz so much.
He is like Gucci version of Miz.
This motherfucker is like 5'11", 220 pounds. Like,
fuck out of here.
No, I'm for real. Like, that's how he's built. He built there. Look, there you go.
Hey, look, I'll put it like this. When y'all think of preppy white boys, add about 200 pounds of muscle on that, and you got MJF.
pretty much. I mean, yeah.
He's the white boy. He's the one white boy in the party you don't want to fight.
I'll fight that motherfucker.
I'm pretty sure you would.
Bitch, we know. God damn, nigga, we know.
You can kill a person.
What's up, girl?
With the spoon.
That's my dog. She told me hi. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but that's my nigga. She told me hi.
She's talking to you. She don't know us.
Some love kisses.
Hey!
Giving love to everybody.
Kalissa!
So, let's take a look at Friday, right? So we got SmackDown coming around the pipe. What are our predictions for Friday Night SmackDown? I'm gonna start with you, DJ Michael B.
I think that if they're going to do something crazy, I think they should make Jey Uso along with Sami Zayn. Do I think that's going to happen? No, but I think the right thing would be. To make them align with Sami Zayn, and I would fucking love it. I think a lot of us would love if Jey Uso aligned with Sami Zayn, but for the most part, we're going to get a segment where Jey Uso comes out, and Roman is pissed. He wants to know what's going on, and shit like that. And what we're going to have is, you either got to pledge your allegiance to the bloodline, or you got to leave the bloodline, and that's where I think it's headed. So, yep, that's my prediction.
I am kind of on the opposite side of that. I think everything that Jey Uso is doing is he was reacting to essentially being betrayed because he was the one person that did not want Sami Zayn anywhere near the fucking bloodline. And then he finally ended up being the one defending him before Solo almost took his ass out. Thanks. And then for that shit to happen in the moment, that man was hella betrayed and didn't know what the fuck to do. I don't think WWE is going to tear apart the bloodline because it's one of the hottest stories in pro wrestling, period. I just think it's going to get more compelling.
I really do believe they should tear apart the bloodline.
I don't personally, but we also do have a, I'm going to call it a title match. We have a bullshit ass title match on Friday. Between Sonya Deville and Charlotte Flair 2, we know who the fuck is gonna win because she's already gonna fucking fight at WrestleMania anyway. So yeah, that part. So then we've got
that match happen.
That match got announced last week.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
You gotta remember. Remember, Charlotte also had no part in the Rumble or pay-per-view period, but no, she attacked Charlotte, and that's when they finally made it official when they was in the back fighting.
Gotcha.
Because Sonya had that damn exchange with Adam Pearce.
They've been building on that since before Charlotte left.
But it's fucking pointless.
Sonya Deville was Charlotte's biggest supporter because she didn't want, I forgot who, Naomi. She didn't want Naomi having the title.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Sonya Deville was biggest supporter. Now that Charlotte came back title without her, WWE is trying to make it seem like, oh, well, Sonya got it out for trying to, you know, basically trying to, you know, feed us something to like until WrestleMania.
It ain't gonna work because Sonya Deville and her, like, I'm not a big fan of Sonya Deville, just like Shayna Baszler. Like, she's not, they're not being used in a way that makes them compelling or interesting. Yes. Like Sonya, Charlotte's got to carry this match and give Sonya a couple spots to look good, and then she's gonna beat the brakes off of her, and it's gonna be, like I said, a pointless ass match. Like, it just is. I'm sorry, there's no other way around it. Like, Charlotte's going to have next to no work going on until the Mania, so she's probably not going to do a damn thing at the Elimination Chamber. So it's like, what do we do? We've got the conclusion of the tag team that you had already alluded to earlier happening as well. And I said this after it happened. Me and Mike had talked about this, and I said, listen, you have got to have Logan Paul and Ricochet fight at WrestleMania. It has got to be a motherfucking ladder match or something. Yes. These two motherfuckers have got
something exciting.
Honestly,
yes. But you know what? And you know what they might have a
title qualifying match. Logan Paul needs a title. I don't care. He needs a title.
No, main card title at least.
He don't need any goddamn title right now.
You don't think so?
No.
So y'all can't give my boy the 24/7 title?
That title doesn't exist no more.
It don't?
No, I didn't they got rid of it.
So, I said they got rid of that shit.
So here's my prediction, and this is where I'm going with it. Logan Paul and Ricochet will both be in the Money in the Bank match at WrestleMania because of that spot at WrestleMania. Because in case y'all didn't realize that pay-per-view is no mas. It is now back to a specialty match, along with Hell in a Cell as well. So watch it. Money in the Bank. WrestleMania, book it. Logan Paul and Ricochet will both be in that match because of that spot at the Royal Rumble. That's how they're gonna probably do it.
All right, I can fucks with that one.
It at least gives Logan Paul a chance. They're not gonna put a title on him yet, because also Bad Bunny's supposed to make an appearance at Mania again this year too. Which I ain't gonna lie, he put on a pretty damn good match last year.
Bad Bunny is another good celebrity wrestler.
I gotta get that man his flowers. He did the damn thing. I was like, hey,
another celebrity I'm picking up with Dominic Mysterio.
Facts.
I've heard this, but I'm not, like, from what I've read, I hope it's true. But I've also read that Big E may be ready to be back by the time Mania rolls around too.
I saw something about that.
So I'm hoping that's true. Now, it's scary dealing with a neck injury, obviously, because we've seen it with Edge, we've seen it with Kurt Angle, we've seen it with Daniel Bryan. We don't know the extent of it. It's unfortunate that he got injured in a botch, because Ridge Holland is fucking trash. He's another Ryback. That's why nobody liked fucking Ryback, because he was a botch fest waiting to happen too, injuring motherfuckers. Why nobody likes Nia Jax? She's a fucking botch fest.
Don't throw another gold in there. Goldberg, another botch fest.
Boy, that match with The Undertaker, boy, I'd have punched that motherfucker in the face in the back of the locker room like Undertaker almost did. Like,
why y'all think Chris Jericho put hands on it?
Because they're walking botch fest.
Yeah.
Shit, that boy Brock be having his moments too.
Goldberg is one of my all-time favorite wrestlers, but he is a
Brock has gotten a lot better, though. At least in Brock's defense, Brock is at least an amateur and a professional fighter.
Yeah.
So his amateur, like, he's shown he can do things safely, because Suplex City, I ain't gonna lie, one of the most fire things that he does, and he does it safely. To watch technical wrestlers perform suplexes to me in WWE is one of the most beautiful things you will ever see. Now, I miss the days, because I'm going to give y'all a flashback, right? I was watching, because I'll be on, you know, when you be on TikTok, you start watching all the Attitude Era shit. Mm-hmm. I forgot one of the greatest matches of all time that we kind of forget about was a world championship match between Kurt Angle and Chris Benoit. Oh, my God. You want to talk about a technical wrestling masterclass? Dog, the suplexes, the transitions, that match was sin-fucking-sational.
I'm gonna have to look that one up. I don't remember. I do remember it, but I kind of don't.
2006? 2005 or 2006. What was the paper? It was either Backlash or Judgment Day. It was the title match between Kurt Angle and Chris Benoit. It was a technical masterpiece. Like, it was a technical masterpiece. Like, I was blown away by. I forgot about that match until I rewatched that whole match, and I was like, bro, this fucking match is amazing. I'm gonna see if I can pull it up.
Hey, why he's pulling that up? back on Big E, that's another individual I would love to see go up against Gunther. That is another individual I would love to see. Just the power.
My bad. So it's 2003. It was at the Royal Rumble, actually. That's back when he had Shelton Benjamin and not Chad Gable, the other fucking guy that was in his stable at the time. I forget when they were the A-team.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
I can't remember
the name either. It wasn't Chad Gable yet. It was somebody else. But that was 2003. Phenomenal fucking match, though. Phenomenal.
While we're on the wrestling topic, what happened with that one cat that the WWE was so prominent on?
Oh,
I can't call his name.
Gable Stevenson?
Yes. What's up?
He's injured.
Yeah, but he's hurt. Yeah, that's why
he's on his way back. He's rumored to be back for Mania as well.
He made an appearance. He made an appearance on Raw. Yeah.
One of the specialty Raws he made an appearance
He made an appearance on one of them fucking
Raws. I forgot whatever happened before Raw 30th or whatever specialty Raw he made an appearance for that.
Yeah.
But he injured his back or something during training, and that's what put him out for a hot minute.
Oh, okay.
But
he's probably
I'm very interested in seeing his skill level.
He's probably gonna be with Kurt Angle or some shit like that.
Yeah, he's gonna be pretty raw until he kind of gets it together too.
Yeah.
So what do you think? I kind of want to pick your brain on this one, Prime. What do you think is next for like somebody like a Ronda Rousey right now? Because you know she dropped the title, Leah took it off of her. Like, she's another botch fest waiting to happen,
I'm
too.
Bad you oh, my
God, bro. She just, bro, I was a big Ronda fan when she fought in UFC. When she came to WWE, I was just like, I don't know how this is going to play out.
Yeah, I wasn't sure either.
Bro, like, I was happy for her when she got the title when she first came. But, like, now it's like, I don't know if they, like, is she, like, did they turn her baby, like, baby face down? I don't know what the fuck they did with her.
She needs to stay a heel.
Yeah.
They're
trying to turn her baby face or some shit like that.
I don't think she doesn't have the skill set to be a baby face.
Ronda is another Brock Lesnar. She needs to remain a heel.
Hey, Brock is a baby face. It's actually kind of dope.
Yeah, Brock baby face is nice.
I'm about to say, do you realize that Brock is currently a baby face right now?
Yes, he's a current baby face.
Hey, country-ass Brock is funny as shit, though. Country Brock, funny as shit.
Look how long it took them to make him a good baby face.
Well, he was a baby face in the Ruthless Aggression era, too, when he first came in. He wasn't a heel. He just had Paul Heyman as a mouthpiece.
Okay.
He was still a baby face. He wasn't what he is now at that time. Like, he was just kind of a guy.
Yeah, facts.
He was that's a prime time box office baby face.
That's what I'm about to say for Ronda, bro. Like, that's what she needs. She needs like a Paul Heyman type manager for her.
She needs a new skill set.
Bro, she is so trash on the mic.
She's like that stiff ass white girl at a party you try to dance with that she try to shake her ass and she ain't doing it. I'm throwing her low back at you.
Yeah. Now, if they want a good storyline with Ronda, what they need to do is turn Shayna Baszler into a baby face. And have her turn on Ronda.
I don't like Shayna Baszler very much.
I don't
much
like Shayna Baszler at all.
I don't like her either. I don't like her. But
I don't like her. I don't like her skill set.
Just think about the match between Shayna Baszler and Ronda Rousey.
It'll be boring. It'll be boring as hell.
You think so?
Yes. Yeah. Unless it's a submission match, it'll be boring as hell.
That's what they both known for.
Because If you put them in a basic ass wrestling match, I'm gonna fall asleep. I ain't gonna even lie to you. Listen, you said Goldberg was your favorite wrestler. I'm gonna tell you why I don't like Goldberg. Goldberg got 5 wrestling moves. Ronda got 5 wrestling moves. That's boring as shit. It is. I'm sorry.
And that's exactly why Goldberg's matches didn't last long.
Because they can't, because he has no other skill set.
Even when Goldberg came back, his match still didn't last that long.
Roman Reigns has more moves than he does. Roman has more moves. Drew McIntyre has more moves. Seth got a whole ass arsenal.
Yeah,
KO has an arsenal. AJ Styles has an arsenal. Sami Zayn's kind of the same old two-step. Brock's kind of got only like really 7, maybe 8 moves, give or take. Even Braun Strowman has a fair enough of a repertoire to get some shit done.
Yeah, okay.
But like Goldberg and Ronda, hell no.
All right.
Like if they ever put either one of them in a fucking Iron Man or Iron Woman match, I ain't watching it.
Turn that shit off.
Watching the same moves on repeat? Nah, fam.
Hey, Prime, you fuck with NXT?
Nah, not really.
All right, well,
I love NXT, bro.
Research. I want you to go do some research on one of my favorite NXT wrestlers. Okay. I don't watch NXT very often. But I do watch this one cat's every match.
Gotcha.
Carmelo Anthony.
I know who that is.
Carmelo Hayes.
My bad. Yes. I've been drinking.
Carmelo Hayes is going to be a main event.
He's gonna be nice.
I've been drinking.
Yeah.
Carmelo Hayes. He's gonna be a main event.
Yeah, he's nice. I've seen some shit about him.
I honestly believe he's ready to go up to the main roster.
Bro.
I think there's a lot of people in the NXT.
Let me tell you something that I tried that I told some people that they looked at me sideways when I said this. A couple years ago, and I said this shit loud and proud, I said NXT has the best women's division in wrestling. And they said, what? I was like, bro, go watch the matches.
Very few
botches. Remember when I told you about that shit? I told you to go watch that episode of NXT.
They had
different women come out from the crowd and was all doing microphone spots. This is before Mandy Rose got fired. So, because Mandy Rose was having a feud with somebody, they was in the middle of the ring, and there was women all across the arena, all with microphones, all doing it. All of a sudden, they all got into a fucking brawl in the middle of the fucking ring. Shit was fucking beautiful.
That segment was amazing.
NXT has got some shit going. I love NXT's women's division. The matches are always really entertaining. Some of the mid-card ones, but like the upper tier women in there, oh my God, they put on some fucking, like, I was upset when WWE stopped doing the Survivor Series Raw versus SmackDown versus NXT, because that shit could have built into some massive shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Triple H came in with NXT at that time, I was like, bro, this has to make some fire-ass shit.
That first year he did that shit.
NXT
had a strong ass showing, because that's when they still had Keith Lee, Matt Riddle, Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah.
Liv Morgan was still on there at the time. It was fucking beautiful at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I like NXT. I'm a fan. I like a lot of the stars that are on there. I hate that they brought Tommaso Ciampa to the main roster because he's now being looked at like an afterthought. Same with Johnny Gargano. Those are two guys who were originals from NXT that are just getting overlooked on the main roster. This is what I hate about the main roster. I don't like that. These guys, like Tommaso Ciampa, is NXT.
Yep.
Like, he's like one of the OGs. Him and Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, Big E. A lot of these guys were like the OGs. And then, like, they all came over and blew up. But then Tommaso Ciampa stayed. And then he came over to the main roster. And it's like nobody really knows who he is, because they probably didn't watch NXT.
The belt. He should be in the Elimination Chamber for the U.S. title.
Yeah, but they haven't built his character up. So nobody, like, they haven't, like, they've all, they paired him with The Miz.
Trash.
When you,
dumpster juice.
Yeah, 100%.
Mr. GQ, what you be saying? Garbage, huh?
100% garbage. Pick up that bag of trash and that juice dripping off the bottom.
Garbage.
Like, that shit just nasty. Like, I hate it.
But he would be like in all honesty, if WWE wants to surprise me, they would use Tommaso Ciampa to take the Intercontinental title from Gunther. That would be the biggest surprise. That would be like,
well, it'd be interesting, because eventually they're gonna put Gunther in the main event scene. So
Gunther would be a legit Imperium would be a legit faction to hold the WWE title.
First of all, Imperium is one of the best trios out there. Their intro is fucking fire.
It's amazing.
Like, bro, these motherfuckers show up and I'm like, bro, that shit is fucking legit.
I ain't gonna lie. When I be playing WWE 2K23, I don't like fighting Imperium.
I
don't. Bro,
bro.
I don't. They give me some of the hardest matches. And my character is 99.
Bro, I just started playing WWE 2K. I played 2K22 of Rey Mysterio on the cover. It was free on PS5.
At 22.
So I haven't played a WWE 2K game in a very long time. That fucking game is fire. I am addicted to that game. Like, between that game and motherfucking Battlefield, I don't touch shit else. Well, and Far Cry, because I'm so late to the Far Cry game, I'm mad at myself. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. Because I'm playing fucking Far Cry, I think it's Far Cry 5 with the cult and shit.
Yeah.
That shit is fucking nuts. I'll be up at night till like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, like, bro, why the fuck am I still up right now playing this goddamn game? But stuff, when it comes to shit about cults and shit, like, I'm like enamored by the fact that people are that fucking gullible to follow this motherfucker blindly. Like, no, miss me with that. That shit is crazy to me. But anyhow, I digress off of that. So that's what we're looking at as far as SmackDown goes. Of course, we got Elimination Chamber. We'll learn a lot more after Friday. We will know a whole lot more. Curious to see what happens with Kevin Owens. Not sure the direction they'll go with him unless he's going to be, you know, basically be Sami Zayn's backup moving forward.
That's probably what's about to happen.
Assuming Jey Uso doesn't align himself, like I said, I don't think that's going to happen personally. I think they're going to keep that family together as long as they possibly can. But we'll see. You know,
Sami and Kevin Owens team up to beat the Usos for the title.
I've seen that as a possibility at Mania. That's been kind of written at some point, but then it kind of disappeared. But I think it's definitely on the table.
Hey, it could be time for them to incorporate some women into the bloodline.
Hell, you got the whole fucking family is on the active roster, except for Naomi, who's affiliated by marriage.
I've been rooting for Naomi for the longest to come into the bloodline.
Yes,
I have, but then what? You know, like, what does she do? She's not a powerhouse, so she can't pull like the Rhea Ripley Judgment Day thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna see Naomi kicking dudes in the head.
They just brought back Nia Jax.
Yeah, I mean,
let Roman go sit down with Nia. Say, hey, it's time for you to join the rest of the family.
Look, it's time for you to stop being a fucking botch queen.
A botch queen. Get your shit together. Stop breaking
up. You know,
stop dropping people on the goddamn head.
Stop fucking breaking shit. Stop injuring women.
Okay.
Because we got to remember, she's the same person that fucking broke Becky Lynch's nose during Survivor Series.
and gloated about that shit too.
But she did give birth to the man. That did help the man persona become a thing, because that was a dope ass thing that Becky Lynch did. So I was on board with that.
I guess
we lost Micah. Maybe Micah's phone died or some shit like that. But I think we got it covered. We got our reactions accordingly. Good fucking show, man. That shit was exactly what I thought it would be. Joseph, we got to bring your ass on more often. You got to quit hiding.
Yeah.
Got to get the Kevin Owens lookalike on here too.
Hey, we got to get Cam out from here, bro.
Hey, I make a month Sunday.
Oh,
I make a month Sunday.
About fucking time.
been a long road.
He been going through some things, so it's good for that. But
drugs free.
I appreciate y'all coming on, entertaining us, talking about the Rumble, talking about Raw, dropping a little NXT AEW nuggets in there.
Yep.
Of course, we got SmackDown coming up on Friday. Looking forward to that. And we really going to know a lot about Elimination Chamber after Friday.
After Friday, for sure.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another exclusive Gentlemen's Lounge production. I am your man, Mr. GQ, signing off.
Your boy, Primetime.
Hey, Jay, one more time for the one time. Hold up!
God damn it! All right, y'all. Until next time,
yes, we'll
see y'all.
All right.